Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you once again from Manna in the Morning with a meditation from God's Holy Word. Our reading this morning is in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, beginning at verse 10. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. This verse was talking about the work of the Holy Spirit when he would come. He would reprove the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. Of sin, said the Lord Jesus, because they believe not on me. Specifically, the sin that the Spirit was interested in convicting the world of was in their rejection of the Lord Jesus. That is indeed a very great and horrible sin. We may look at ourselves and say, well, I'm not that bad. I'm not a drunkard or a drug addict or a murderer or some kind of notorious criminal. But that's not really the issue, my friend. What have you done with Christ? Have you obeyed God's command to repent and believe the gospel? Have you come to the Lord Jesus and said, yes, Lord, I'm a sinner. You're the only hope I have. You're the only way of salvation because you shed your blood on the cross to pay my penalty for sin. You rose again so that I could be declared righteous in God's sight. If you haven't done that, you're guilty of the sin of not believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. But then he says, of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. The last the world saw of the Lord Jesus was as a defeated figure hanging on a cross, supposedly a criminal getting what he deserved. But we know he wasn't a criminal. He wasn't a transgressor. He never sinned or did anything wrong. He loved righteousness and hated iniquity, always did the good and never did the bad. And so God vindicated him. A righteous verdict was, after all, brought forth when God raised him from the dead 3 days after the crucifixion and eventually took him back up to heaven in the ascension and seated him at his own right hand, where he has glory and honor and is awaiting his enemies to be made the footstool of his feet. But then, says the Lord Jesus, the Spirit will also convict of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. It may have looked on that night as if Satan were gaining the upper hand. The Lord Jesus himself would say in John 18, now is your hour and the power of darkness, to his enemies. It may have looked like Satan had the ascendancy, like he was winning. He got the Lord Jesus to be disgraced and mocked and made fun of. He even had him executed. We may think after that that certainly that would put an end to the Lord Jesus. But what actually happened at the cross was that Satan was defeated. A judgment was made on the prince of this world. For now his doom is sealed. He is undoubtedly going to lose this battle. All their lifetimes, people had been kept in bondage by this evil one through the fear of death. Him that had the power of death kept them in fear. Satan motivates people because they fear death and fear what comes after to go into all kinds of false religion, all kinds of worship that doesn't profit. Or maybe he motivates people to not think about death and to give themselves over to pleasure and to hedonism. Well, the Lord Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, and like David of old slaying the giant Goliath, he knocked down that giant and killed him with his own sword. The Lord Jesus was able to bind the strong man and to spoil his goods. He triumphed over Satan, triumphed over principalities and powers, making a show of them openly, says Colossians chapter 2. The Lord Jesus achieved a great victory by going into death and tasting death for every man, such that the believer can sing in the future in 1 Corinthians 15, O death, where is thy sting? O death, where is thy victory? What a tremendous thing that the Lord Jesus has taken away the sting of death, which is sin, and he's met all the claims of the law, and he has satisfied God in respect to it, enabling him to be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus, and also pronouncing judgment on the prince of this world, on Satan, saying in other words of this world that it is condemned. Because when Christ came to this world, the best thing that the world could think to do with him was to hang him up on a cross and revile him. Oh, how wicked this world is. The cross shows it to be hopelessly wicked.